Startled by his own thought, he snapped out of his stupor and closed the distance and nodded to the nurse.
I've got this, Jeanette.
Where's Fiona?
I'll take you to her. Come on.
He gestured toward the double doors, and she hustled toward them.
I'm Caleb Romero, the one who called you. You need to know right off that Fiona is okay. Minor injuries.
It was the only comfort he'd be able to offer her tonight. A little of the terror etched on her face faded as they pushed through the doors. But Emerson was sharp.
Could you not reach her mother?
This was the part he hadn't wanted to tell her over the phone. Navigating her into one of the empty rooms off to the side, he shut the door. Emerson didn't move toward any of the chairs. Her whole body drew taut, and he recognized that, deep down, she already knew what was coming. Tunneling a hand through his hair, Caleb sighed.
Fiona's mother was in the car. She didn't make it.
Like a puppet with suddenly cut strings, Emerson collapsed. It was instinct to catch her, to pull her against his body, as if he could somehow offer protection from the truth. She sucked in a ragged breath, and he waited for the scream of rage and pain. But she didn't make a sound as she wilted into him, her hands curled to ineffectual fists against his chest. Her silent, potent grief swamped them both for long minutes. Caleb felt a little like a voyeur. He didn't know this woman, but he knew this pain. So he held her until she found the strength to stand again.
You were there?
The question rasped out as if her vocal cords had been torched.
I saw it happen. I pulled Fiona out. There wasn't...
He stopped himself. The driver's side of the car had taken the brunt of the impact. She didn't need that horror in her head.
Her mom was already gone.
Emerson closed her eyes, absorbing that. Maybe she'd take comfort in the fact that death had been all but instant.
Thank you for saving Fee.
Her throat worked as she swallowed.
Does she know?
Yes.
She visibly armored up, pulling herself together for the sake of the child in a way that impressed the hell out of him. As she straightened, she seemed to register she was still pressed against him. A faint tinge of embarrassment brought color back to her pale cheeks. Caleb forced himself to drop his arms and step back.
Are you up to seeing her now?
She sucked in a breath and squared her shoulders.
Take me to her.
The moment they stepped through the door to the room, Fiona broke. Emerson didn't hesitate, edging onto the bed and pulling the girl tight into her arms as she sobbed, even as tears tracked down her own cheeks. Eventually, the unintelligible cries turned into words.
I don't want to go to my grandparents. You know what they're like.
Emerson's face went fierce.
Not a chance in hell, baby.
She swallowed.
Your mom made provisions. You're with me.
Everything in her posture and expression said she'd go to war for this kid. Some tension in Caleb released. They had a long road to go, but he had a feeling these two would be just fine.